Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. That's glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's Dan Fogelberg, by the way, bringing this back. That's from the song Nexus from the Innocent Age album. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Greg Kuzera. Greg, I need your website, please.
G Kuzera at AOL.com.
All right.
That's my
email. Greg, I need your website.
Website. Shell Crescent USA is our my client's website, and that's what's bringing the jobs back to the Shell Crescent.
K-O-C-E-R-A, Greg Kuzera. Yep. Just the Facts, Ma'am, is one book. Learned Leadership is another one. Let's talk about this green stupid deal that that the Democrats are have gotten behind. Apparently, the brainchild of a freshman Democrat member of Congress, representative out of New York, Ocasio-Cortez is her last name. And she has, as far as I know, she's been a bartender. She has a college degree, and that's kind of it. And so based on those credentials, I don't know that she's ever owned a home. I don't know if she's ever I don't think she's married. I may be wrong about that. I don't think she is. She hasn't raised a family. She's never made a payroll. I don't know that she's ever managed a team on, in a company. But based on the credentials that I've only ones I've ever heard that she has come up with this green stupid deal. She calls it the Green New Deal, which Greg, in about 45 seconds with a stubby pencil and a square napkin that you put a drink on at a bar, you could completely refute her entire program. And how in the world? Because her 2 + 2, folks, adds up to 5. And you and I both know that in the universe we live in, that's not how math works. Greg, how in the world has this person gotten the kind of attention on a plan that is so stupid and so illogical that anybody who knows second grade math could refute it? What do you think?
You know, for us, the small business owners, Jim, it's scary because it's not just her. There's Democratic presidential hopefuls that have agreed with this thing. And I'm thinking, and here's what it means.
They're going to rue the day that they did that, Greg. But within nine months, they're going to be running for cover. They're going to be denying. The excuses they're going to make in 9 months, the excuses they're going to make when they start debating, the excuses they're going to make for why they said that they were for this is going to make you sick.
Oh, it absolutely is true. Because anybody, if anybody is into renewables, you have to know that when the sun doesn't shine, solar panels don't work.
And the
when the wind doesn't blow, windmills don't work. And I read the Green New Deal, and it's 100% renewable. That means no backup. Today, if you've got solar on the grid, they have to have 100% backup. When the sun goes down, we still have to have electricity, and that's primarily natural gas.
Yep.
So what the Green New Deal does is it takes away natural gas, coal, nuclear. So what it really means to you and I, at 7 o'clock in the wintertime when it's colder than the Dickens, there is no electricity. In my case, it means I'm going to be cutting down trees across the street. But that's how dangerous it is that they have – my wife would die because her CPAP machine doesn't work when there's no electricity. I mean, if you live in a high-rise, at 7 o'clock in the wintertime, you're planning on walking up and down your steps. That's what it means. And nobody ever thought about it. When you take away fossil fuels, not only that, you can't make windmills and solar panels. You can't have pharmaceuticals.
That's exactly
like heart medicine, pressure medicine.
What he's describing now, folks, is the 2 + 2 = 5. I was in Hawaii 4 or 5 years ago. 98%, maybe 99% of everything they consume in Hawaii, they have to bring in. I mean, just about everything they eat, where there's virtually no production on those islands It's all about tourism, and they bring that in. And so, how are you going to get it there? Are you going to fly them in on gliders or something?
Well, and even what's sad is Colorado has signed on 10 years. They want their power grid to be 100% renewables. And I was out there skiing, and I said, I was on a radio station. I said, they asked me what that means. I said, real easy. I got to find a new place to ski because I can't get here without an airplane. It's
right.
Built and fueled by fossil fuels. I can't even get to the mountains unless
I ride
a horse.
The other thing that's wrong about their position is they completely deny the fact that America is already at Kyoto Accord levels, 30-year-old levels, with our carbon footprint. And even though in that same time we've tripled our GDP, they never give us credit for that. See, that's the reason I won't listen to them, Greg. Until they're willing to say, okay, guys, wow, look what America has done to lower its carbon footprint. Let's do some more of that on our way to renewables. Until they'll use that kind of language and logic, I won't listen to them, Greg.
I agree. And, you know, as an engineer, it's morally wrong. I mean, this plan, it may help the southern border problem, Jim, because here's what's going to happen. Nobody's going to come. And not only that, the people that are here are going to be going with Mexico's economy.
We'll be trying to break into Honduras, won't we? Hold on. Hey, Greg, GregCazera.com. Give us the other one quickly, Greg.
ShaleCrescentUSA.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Greg, good report today. Come back soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Greg Cazera, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Don't forget, folks, it's called the Green Stupid Deal. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.